Alma Alexio. Benvenuti ad Alma Alexio, il podcast dell'Università di Bologna dedicato alle Lectio Magistralis tenute da scienziati, intellettuali e personaggi illustri che nel corso degli anni sono stati invitati dall'Università di Bologna a condividere il loro sapere e contribuire alla divulgazione della conoscenza. In questa 16ª puntata ascoltiamo Patch Adams, medico, attivista e scrittore statunitense, fondatore della Gesundheit Clinic e ideatore della clown terapia. La rivoluzione dell'amore è uno dei temi della lezione dottorale tenuta il 20 aprile 2007 in occasione della cerimonia per il conferimento della laurea ad honorem in pedagogia. Buon ascolto!
Now that I am a pedagogue, I'm going to remove my nose and be a teacher for a short moment. The innocence will come back in a few moments. Honored colleagues, I am honored deeply today to receive your doctorate in pedagogy. I am a teacher and always the student.
Sono un insegnante, ma allo stesso tempo continuo ad essere uno studente.
The university is a door for the mind to the maps of the world. You guided me here. I'd like to begin with a poem by the mystic from the Middle East, Rumi, of many hundreds of years ago. Conventional knowledge is death to our souls, and it is not really ours. We must become ignorant of what we've been taught and be instead bewildered, run from what's profitable and comfortable. If you drink these liquors, you will spill the spring water of your real life. Forget safety. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. I've tried prudent planning long enough. From now on, I'll be mad. There is a medical emergency engulfing the world.
L'intero pianeta è oppresso da un'emergenza medica.
Care has become a commodity. If it does not make money, it will not be valued. There is a huge global outcry for love to be our value system, not just the sweet feeling. There are billions of people, yet so little loving bliss, so little real love for nature, for God, the arts, friends, self and family. All social ills, violence and injustice come from this root cause, the absence of love. The mental illness industry thrives on this void. It is only in love's absence that we are able to tolerate war, hunger, thirst, and the destruction of our environment. If your loving heart is still beating, what do you do with your outrage? Why do 25 to 35,000 children die every day of starvation in a world of abundance of food? And why does a child die every 8 seconds from a lack of clean water? Why are women unsafe everywhere? Why did we choose to love money and power over to the peril of our extinction? With industrialization came modern capitalism. At the same time, political revolutions in the West were calling for freedom. At this time in history, women were not yet citizens, and so the revolutions were led by men. And when men wondered and thought what they wanted freedom. The focus was on the individual, what that individual wanted for themselves. Had they been thinking of freedom for others, then maybe women and blacks would also have gotten their freedom. Capitalism and freedom, in the absence of care, inevitably led toward exploitation of labor and nature. The excess wealth could just as easily have been used as a resource to help everything instead of hoarded by the individual. This connection of capitalism and freedom reached its most glorious moment in exploitation in the 60s with the work of the Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman. It was then he published his book, Capitalism and Freedom, in which he states, this is a direct quote from this book, "Few trends could so thoroughly undermine the very foundations of our free society as the acceptance of corporate officials of a social responsibility other than to make as much money for their stockholders as possible." This is the holy writ of the neocons who are destroying our country. End of globalization that has raped our planet's nature and people. If it is not good for profits, it is not good for freedom. It has made sports more interesting and sadly more important than war, hunger, and loneliness. Without changing, we as a species will perish this century. There are thousands of horrors on so many levels. I do lots of studying on many of the problems. I am on my knees begging for a commitment for a loving world. Everybody, your relatives are hurting beyond belief. With the advent of industrialization and its companion capitalism, if women had been citizens, I wonder what the women of the world would have decided is the battle cry of revolution. I think instead of freedom, they would have chosen care. I have been among so many tragedies all over the world for 24 years. War zones, refugee camps, starvation, hospitals, nursing homes, orphanages, prisons. And who is working? The women.
Ho visitato zone belliche, campi profughi, ho visto bambini morire di fame, ospedali, case di cura, orfanotrofi, prigioni, e la figura della donna è onnipresente.
For small wages, heroic work, teacher, nurse, and aide, it is mostly women already living this revolution of care. The level of effort by women is inconceivable to most men because they chose freedom and not care. Where care is the call, none are hungry, none are hurt.
Non c'è sofferenza.
Everything is cared for. Everything is cared for as a beginning, not as an end product. Had care been the cry in capitalism, then maybe capital would have been used to make a peaceful, loving, and healthy world. I am here to call all people to a love revolution. Let's be nice. Take care of everyone and clean up the rivers. Make love the something that money now is, the motor, the hunger to care for the pleasure that giving care gives you. I would like to say a poem by an American poet, Mary Oliver, When Death Comes. When death comes, like the hungry bear in autumn, when death comes and takes all the bright coins out of his purse to buy me and snaps the purse shut, when death comes like the measles pox, when death comes like an iceberg between the shoulder blades, I want to step through the door full of curiosity, wondering, what is it going to be like in that cottage of darkness? Therefore, I look upon everything as a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And I look upon time as no more than an idea, and I consider eternity as another possibility. And I think of each person as a flower, as common as a field daisy, and as singular. And each name a comfortable music in the mouth, tending as all music does toward silence. And each body a lion of courage and something precious to the earth. When it's over, I want to say all my life I was a bride married to amazement. I was the bridegroom taking the world in my arms. When it's over, I don't want to wonder if I've made of my life something particular or real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. I don't want to end up simply having visited this world.
Quando la morte sopraggiunge, come l'orso affamato d'autunno, quando la morte sopraggiunge ed estrae dal suo portamonete i denari più scintillanti per comprarmi e poi lo richiude con uno schiocco secco, quando la morte sopraggiunge come un'epidemia, quando la morte sopraggiunge come un iceberg tra le scapole, voglio varcare quella soglia colmo di curiosità e chiedermi come sarà quella dimora oscura. E quindi guardo al mondo con un senso di fratellanza e sorellanza. Guardo al tempo come un'idea e considero l'eternità come un'altra possibilità e penso ad ogni vita come se fosse un fiore, così comune come una margherita di campo, ma al contempo così singolare. E ogni nome sarà una dolce melodia sulle mie labbra che tende come ogni sinfonia verso il silenzio e ogni corpo un leone coraggioso, un bene prezioso per la terra. Quando sarà finita voglio poter dire: per tutta la mia vita sono stata la sposa dello stupore e della meraviglia. Sono stato lo sposo che cinge il mondo tra le sue braccia. Quando sarà finita, non voglio chiedermi se ho fatto della mia vita qualcosa di speciale o concreto. Non voglio trovarmi a singhiozzare spaventato o colmo di risentimento. Non voglio finire i miei giorni sapendo di essere stato null'altro che un visitatore di questo mondo.
You see, in a love revolution, ways are discovered to never need military bases again anywhere.
Vedete, la rivoluzione dell'amore consente di rendere inutili le basi militari ovunque.
Military bases are the toys of freedom to exploit and will not be needed in global love. What does Italy really need? Please care and make a revolution for the love of all people and our nature. Thank you for the honor you have given us.
Avete ascoltato la lezione dottorale tenuta da Patch Adams il 20 aprile 2007 nell'Aula Magna di Santa Lucia dell'Alma Mater Studiorum Università di Bologna. Vi aspettiamo alla prossima Alma Lezione.